Hello, book besties. Welcome to episode 10 of the Books and Mockers podcast. I'm Shai.
I'm Em.
Grab a drink, get cozy. Let's talk books.
Hi.
Hello. Merry Crimbo.
Merry Crimbo. How are you?
Good. How was your Christmas?
It was good. Yeah. Quite quiet, to be honest. Had the parents round. They came around Christmas Eve. Just did a picky tea party food bit. Then Christmas Day, mum and dad came round. Just had breakfast, did presents. Kind of just chilled. Ate our meal throughout the day. Watched movies. Chilled. It was nice. It was good. How was yours?
Yeah, same. Do you know what? I always find that you get like so worked up in the build up to Christmas and the day just goes so quickly. Yeah. I'm having my post-Christmas blues. I feel a little bit depressed. Not really sure what we're looking forward to now. Sorry, so positive, I know.
No, I get it. I think the post-Christmas blues is definitely a thing. And I always find this, we're recording this sort of like the week in between Christmas and New Year. And I always find this such a strange time just because I have no idea what day of the week it is. I have no idea what I'm doing tomorrow. Everything's just very, it's a very odd time of year, this week between Christmas and New Year. But because now, when do you take your tree down?
I think I'm taking mine down today. Usually I take it down on the 1st of January because I want to like have my fresh start. But I'm just thinking, no one hate me. I put my tree up at the beginning of November. So it's been up for over a month. And I'm kind of just like, I'm ready. I'm ready to just have the space back.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. Funny, my husband was saying to me the other day, when are we taking the tree down? Because we're the same. We usually take it down on the 1st. But my husband starts a new job on the 2nd. And he said he really just wants to get the tree down so that we can have a few days, everything back to normal. And then, you know, everything's kind of chilled before we go back to work and he starts his new job. So I think, yeah, we're tempted to go sort of today, tomorrow, just get it down, get the house back to normal.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think also this is the first year that I've had a reading goal. Now, I've surpassed my reading goal, but I'm one book away from 40 books and I'm feeling the pressure because I'm like, I need to finish this book now before the new year because I want to hit 40. So that's stressful as well. It's a bit stressful. But aside from that, do you have any bookish updates that you would like to share?
Only just in the fact that I've bought loads of books recently. It was Stuff Your Kindle Day on the 27th of the month, so yesterday, and I got so many books. I've also bought quite a few physical books. I got some books for Christmas. So I am going to do a full book haul and a Stuff Your Kindle Day haul over on my Instagram. But yeah, I need to get around to filming it all. But yeah, just really bought loads of books. Trying to think any that I've been, there's been a few. I was excited for the ones I got for Christmas. My husband got me the Magnolia Parks 4 books and Jessa Hastings' new one, Never, as well, which I'm really excited about. I know that you've already read it and we are going to be doing an episode for the pod on Never as well. So I'm really excited about those. Yeah, just lots of books. But I've also been trying to sort of organise all my books on my Goodreads as well. And I basically completely started afresh and I put all my books in that I've read this year and I've put all my TBR on there. I'm looking forward to setting my reading goal for next year as well. But you can't do it until you're into 2024. So I can't do it yet. I didn't set one for this year only because I really only started reading really heavily the second half of the year and I didn't know how much I would manage to get through. But yeah, I'm excited for getting that set up. But yeah, my TBR is bigger than I thought it was, but that's good. I'm excited for it.
What's your goal gonna be? I'm interested.
So we know that I'm a fast reader. I'm going to set 100 for next year, so I'm thinking it's averaging about 2 a week, which,
and nothing for you.
It should be realistic. So I figure let's put 100 in. I can always change it. I can extend it. I'm shocked at the amount of books I've read this year, considering it's sort of second half of the year. Because I have hit 90.
It's crazy. Which,
for 6 months is mad. But I did have a couple of months where I didn't really have a lot going on. And I did read sort of day in, day out. So I think, yeah, I think 100 is probably a realistic goal for me next year. But yeah, I'll definitely keep you all updated and can extend it if need be.
Yeah. I mean, I was excited about my 40. I think I'm going to set my goal to 50. I feel like that's fair, because this year I've hit 40, but I did have periods where I read the same book and I was like extended over a month on one book because I just, yeah. I don't know, I lost my motivation to read at certain points. I'm hoping that the pod motivates me a little bit more to keep on top of my reading goals. And also this week, I read my first book in 2 days, which is quite an accomplishment for me. And I've realized that I need to be a lot more intentional with my reading goals. Like, I need to sit down and say, okay, I'm going to read 100 pages today. I'm going to read 150 pages today. Because I'm such a mood reader that I'll get like 30 pages in and I'm like, meh, not feeling it right now. And like, I'll toss it to the side. But I need to be a lot more intentional. So,
yeah, I think as well, you and I have spoken before. I think you had a couple of reading slumps this year when you've come off of like really good books. You've had a little bit of a book hangover and it's taken you a little while to get back into books. Whereas I haven't really had that this year. So I think with setting the goal to 100 next year, it gives me the scope to have some of those reading slumps. You know, if I read really good books and it puts me into a little bit of a book hangover, I've got the space to come back from that. What about you? Bookish updates?
I went book shopping yesterday, which I'm really excited about. I actually didn't get any new books for Christmas. So we're going to need to speak to Adam about that because that's unacceptable. I'll tell you guys what I bought because I'm really excited about them. I'm just looking at my bookcase now. So I got the One Dark Window and the Twisted Crown book. So they're part of a duology. I'm really excited to read those. A lot of people have recommended them after the Fourth Wing books. So I don't know. I'm hoping that I love it. What was the other one that I got? Oh, I got the Atlas Six because it's part of a series. And I've heard that the magical world and like... The magic system, sorry, is really, really good with that with those books. I have messed up again though. So I purchased Once Upon a Broken Heart and A Ballad of Never After, and I got them in paperback. And obviously, the third book came out and it's in hardback. And I'm probably going to have to wait like a year for the paperback version to come out. I've apparently haven't learned my lesson because I purchased the paperback of Atlas Six and I've just realized that the third book comes out in a couple of weeks and it's hardback and we can't be having that. I can't live with that. So I'm
absolutely not. We cannot have mixed and matched hardback and paperback. Definitely not. I have, do you know, funnily enough, actually, I saw a video on TikTok last night about the Atlas Six books and they look really good. I, even for someone who's not overly fantasy, it got me a little bit excited about them. So you may get me there yet.
The cover's so pretty. I'm actually going to grab it for you, Ben, because you have to see this cover. Sorry, guys. Google it. How pretty.
It's like, I love the black and gold.
Yeah, it's got glitter all around the sides. Oh,
I do love it. It's, I mean, I know very, that you like
your
pretty
pastel colours because your bookcase is very, very pastel-y.
Yeah, although I have to say, I've got some strong colours in there now as well.
Nice.
Definitely have. But yeah, I think my bookcase is always going to be predominantly colourful just because I think the books that I read, it's more my style. On saying that, I have given myself a little bit of a goal to have a dark shelf because I have we know that I've been dabbling with the mafia books and the dark romance. And yeah, some of the books that I've read, I really love, and I would like to actually get the physical copies. Mm-hmm. And looking at them, the spines are predominantly black and dark colours. So I'm actually excited to do a dark shelf because I do love the aesthetic of it. I think a dark shelf is absolutely beautiful. And because a lot of them do usually have sort of silvers and golds and, you know, or even like splashes of colour. So I am excited for that. But yeah, I think my bookcase is always going to be predominantly colour, just romance books usually are quite colourful. So
yeah, I've gotten a bit carried away. It's now my goal to have a romance bookcase and then a fantasy bookcase. Adam's not sold, but we're working on him. So
I love that though. I think your bookcase can tell, it can give so much about the person. And I think just, yeah, I love that for you. I do, because you do, as much as you love your romanticy, you do also have a really, like, really strong feelings towards romance and fantasy separately as well. So yeah, I think doing those bookcases, yeah, would definitely
it needs
work.
To happen, right? I mean, not that I have 100%. Enough books yet, but we'll get there. We'll have a library one day. Okay, so it's going to kind of just be, I don't know, how would you describe this episode?
New Year special. It's just, it's a little bit different. We've got a game which I'm really, really excited about. But I think we need to talk about our most anticipated reads for next year.
Yeah, definitely. Because there are quite a few. And as, you know, as readers yourselves, you'll know how exciting the new year is when you think about all of the books that are going to be coming out. I cannot wait. Genuinely, I'm so excited.
Yeah. For me, I think the one that we are both equally as excited about has to be Daydream, which is the third book in the Maple Hill series by Hannah Grace, comes behind Icebreaker and Wildfire. If you've listened to the reviews on those, if not, you can get them at the link in our bio. But our Icebreaker review, obviously, we were both 5-star. Wildfire, we both gave it 3 stars. But still, you know, really, really enjoyed the book, loved Hannah's writing. We know that she, you know, she has said that her odd numbered books are going to be the school year, so this is going to be a school year. And yeah, I think we're really excited for Henry's book. We all know how you feel about Henry.
Oh, love Henry. I was so, do you know what, I feel like Wildfire could have got an extra star out of me if they put a little bit more Henry in it. He could have saved the book for me, but alas, it did not happen. So yeah, that book's coming out on the 4th of June, which, oh, I'm so excited. It's gonna be, you know, you can take it to the coast or the beach if you're in a different country, but we just have coasts here because sad and tragic. Take it to the coast, have a little read by the sea. Oh, I'm so excited. I cannot wait for his book. I've got a little reminder actually set up for it. Love the cover. I mean, I wasn't expecting Henry to, I've in my mind, why was Henry blonde? Did they ever describe him? Did we get a description of Henry?
We must have done.
Surely. Where did I get blonde from?
I don't
Is
know.
Nate blonde? No.
No, Nate's not blonde. No. This might be a reason for me to read Icebreaker again. See if I can find a Henry
description.
Description.
But he does look very handsome by the cover. I will say that. I'm looking at it now.
He does. And I have to say, the female main character, she looks beautiful on the cover.
Stunning. And we've got a plus size lady. Love it.
Yes, I'm very excited. And I don't know if you have seen Rebecca Yaris's TikTok. I think it was yesterday or the day before. And she was wiping off her whiteboard to start plotting her third book.
Oh, just plotting? Jesus,
she writes quick. We know. I mean, I think her mind is that incredible. And I think she has this entire story on lockdown. She knows what's happening. I think it's just a case of getting it down. And I think we're looking at the 1st of December for that one.
Yeah. Which I was going to say, first or second or something like that. Not until
feels
December.
Feels so far away, but it'll be here before we know it.
I mean, what's shocking is just to think that it could actually roll into 2025.
Because
I think that's just a speculated date, right? She hasn't actually confirmed December.
I don't think it has been confirmed. I think there's a strong rumor that we're looking at the first week of December. I'm going to keep my fingers crossed because, you know, I just really want the book. I need the next part of the story.
I'm quite excited to see what the cover will be like as well. Like, what color is she going to go for next? We've had gold. We've had like a iron brew color as the
bronzy sort of. Yeah. I think it's going to be a blue green.
Really? I thought purple.
Yeah. Oh, well, I think it is going to be a dark colour. The reason being, I think, because obviously we had the ending where Zayden has turned Venom. I think the third one is going to be quite a dark book. So yeah. I think she's going to go for a dark colour. I think potentially a green blue, but I could absolutely see purple, which makes me really excited because it's going to look beautiful.
I mean, she has stunning.
Some of the most stunning covers. She really does. Yeah, so really excited for that one. What next?
I am really excited for the Magnolia Parks Into the Dark. So it's the final Magnolia Parks one. It's coming out on the 13th of February, so just before Valentine's Day. See what you've done there, Jessa Hastings. Very smart. Yeah, I'm so excited for it. A little bit sad because it's the end of Magnolia Parks and BJ, so that will be the final book for them. She has said that she's going to come out with more Daisy Hates books, and as we all know, I love Daisy Hates, so I'm really excited about that. But it will be sad to say goodbye to Magnolia and BJ for sure. And it's actually, I've just had a little look on Goodreads, and it's 720 pages.
Wow. I mean, they are quite big books anyway. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you're going to have to clear out the rest of February.
I know, I was thinking that. We've already plotted out some of our February reads, and I'm like, oh, sorry, guys. She also released or revealed the... one of the original covers. So as you all know, Jessa Hastings obviously got picked up and the publishers changed the covers for marketing purposes and so that they could be sold in stores, because I think some of them had guns on the covers and it just apparently wasn't appropriate. But she's sticking with the same artist and she's doing like her artsy covers as well. And she did release it and it has got Magnolia on the front, who looks stunning. I love the artwork. It's beautiful. It definitely wasn't what I was expecting for a cover. But it will look stunning with the rest of the stacks.
Yeah. That was the thing. I got the Magnolia Parks and Daisy Hates books, the first four for Christmas, and I was very explicit when I said to my husband, I would like these books, please. They must be the artsy covers. Please do not buy me the published covers, because not that there's anything wrong with them. I just love the artsy covers. I think they're absolutely beautiful. And I'm actually, my bookcase, you can't really see it, but it's in disarray at the minute because I've bought a whole heap of books. Actually, I bought the ACOTAR series as well, which I'm really, really excited about reading. And again, they're just stunning books. And everything's just kind of been thrown on the bookcase. I need to redo them all. But I'm really struggling with it because I want to display all of the Magnolia Parks books because they are just so stunning. And I just, my bookcase is not big enough to have all of them facing out. But yeah, they're absolutely beautiful. And I'm very, very excited for that book to come out. Really excited as well. Yeah, I've got a couple actually. So I recently read Luna Mason's Beneath the Mask series. It's a mafia romance series, which I absolutely loved. The three books that she has out just now, it's it's Distance, Detonate, and Devoted, and the fourth one, Detained, which is the final book in the series. It comes out on the, was meant to be the 31st of January, but she's actually brought it forward to the 24th, so that one comes out next month. And then she also has a new series starting, which is Beneath the Secrets, starting with Chaos, which is coming out April 12th. And I'm really excited for both of those, just because I absolutely love her writing. I'm excited for Detained, just because it's the final in the series. I love finishing a series and seeing what the final character's up to. But yeah, I'm really excited for both of those as well. Also, I don't know if... So Becca Mack is currently working on her fourth Playing for Keeps book, which is Fall With Me, which is Jackson's story. And she's currently about halfway through writing it. I don't know if she's going to be releasing it in 2024. She hasn't announced a release date yet. I'm really, really hopeful for it. But if that one is coming out, it's one of my, it will probably be my second most anticipated behind Daydream if it is announced for next year.
Interesting. Okay. Love that. Very excited for you. We have recently discovered Ellie Hazelwood. And our next episode is actually going to be on The Love Hypotheses. But with that, I've absolutely fallen in love with her writing. And she does have, I think she has two releases coming out next year.
Yeah.
The first one I'm really excited about because it is fantasy. And it's called Bride. And that is coming out on, the 6th of February. It's actually a lot quicker than I was anticipating. Oh, that's very exciting. So it's her first sort of like dabble with romanticy. Because usually her books are STEM-based. So yeah, very excited for that. But she also has another book coming out, which is more of her style, and it's called Not In Love. And that's going to be coming out on the 11th of June. June's going to be quite a good month for us.
Yeah, it is. I'm excited. I think what I love is that we do have sort of something coming out every couple of months. And it's just, I love the anticipation of a new book coming out, especially if it's a continuation of a series and if it's characters that you know and that you love as well. I think that's what makes me so excited about Daydream, is that we know Henry from the first two books. And I think that just, yeah. But Ali Hazelwood, I have to say, I'm excited for her romantasy book. I am, because the way she writes, and obviously next week's episode, as you say, is on Love Hypothesis, and we will talk a lot more about her writing then. But I just think the way she writes STEM is really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be exciting to see how she moves into romantasy and how it will work there.
I have no doubt. She's obviously a very intelligent woman. And I have no doubt that she's... I don't even want to say that, because I feel like I say things like this and I just get absolutely annihilated. But I feel like that I have no doubt she's going to succeed with this one.
Every faith in her.
Yeah, 100%. Oh, actually, I did just want to ask you, has Hannah Grace confirmed that Daydream's going to be the final book in the Mabel Hill series?
No.
So we could potentially have more.
Yeah, as far as I'm aware, she does have future plans. I can only think that it's potentially, I'm trying to think what will be. So was in Icebreaker, because obviously it was in the school year, we know that you had Nate, JJ and Robbie that were seniors. And then you had, was Henry a junior or was he a freshman? I'm just trying to work out whether he had 2 or 3 years left.
I think he had 3 years left.
Okay, so it could be somebody that is introduced in Henry's book that's potentially the same year and they have another year. Or we do know that Robbie stayed at Maple Hills because he joined the faculty. So it could potentially be Robbie's book.
I think I'm having, I could be completely wrong, but I feel like I remember her saying that she's not doing Robbie, but Ryan could potentially have a book, because we know at the beginning of Icebreaker he was with Stacey and then he was with Aurora. Have I read that somewhere? Have I read that she might do a novella, like basically giving Ryan's story?
I think it was a novella. She said that she is tempted to do a novella on Ryan. Because let's face it, I mean, Ryan seems to work his way through the college girls, but I think he's actually desperate for a happily ever after. I'd love to see him get his happily ever after. So yeah, I could definitely see Ryan getting a novella. I don't think he would get a full book. And we... Of course, she has said that Robbie and Lola do split up. So I don't know. But I would love her to do more books. I think it's interesting that she has said her odd books are school year and even books are summer. So that would say to me she needs another even book, at least.
Yeah, exactly. So, because otherwise that would be a pointless thing to say. She could have just said the first and the last one will be school year.
So yeah, so I love the Maple Hills universe. As much as we did give Wildfire 3 stars, it wasn't a bad book. I think just coming off the back of Icebreaker, our expectations were set a little too high. I think had Wildfire come out first, it would have been at least a 4, potentially 5 star for me. But for me, Icebreaker just blew it completely out the water. But yeah, I mean, I would love to see her do more with it. And I think there's definitely more there. You know, I definitely think that there's more stories to tell. So yeah, I would absolutely love her to do more books.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, that was it for my anticipated releases. Do you have any more?
No, I think that was it. I mean, I think between my TBR and my anticipated reads, I'm going to be busy next year. Definitely reading wise. Yeah.
I think the TBR is definitely going to be growing. I mean, I'm on 172. I don't see that going down anytime soon. I think we're probably just going to keep adding to it.
Yeah. I mean, I think mine's currently sitting at 128.
You'll catch up.
Yeah. I mean, because I mean, every day when I'm on Instagram, TikTok, I'm seeing more and more that I'm just adding on things that I see. And one thing I actually love that TikTok does is quite a lot of videos. I don't know if it's just because the For You page, if you know, once you interact with one, you see more, but I get quite a lot of videos where it shows you sort of like a page of the book. So you see, and obviously it's enticing pages that you makes you think, oh, what's going on there? I want to know about that. So I get a lot of my TBR from there. But yeah, no, I mean, I'm definitely going to be a busy bunny next year reading wise, but it's exciting, definitely exciting.
Yeah, 100%. Okay, so we're going to move into the last part of the episode, which is the game. Now, I want to say, I don't know if I thought of this. I don't know if I got the inspo from somewhere else. Potentially, someone else has probably already played this game. But what we're going to do is I've given Em my five-star reads for this year, my top ones, and she's given me a list of hers. We are going to anonymously read the one-star ratings or some of the one-star ratings for those books. And we've got to guess who that rating is for, which book that rating is for. I'm really excited about this, but I'm also scared.
I'm so excited for this. I've been looking forward to this all week.
People are so savage on Goodreads, though.
I mean, some people write complete dissertations on how much they hate a book,
Yeah, they
which,
do.
to be fair, actually really annoy me when they take a book and literally shred it to pieces, because I just think it's so insulting to the author. If you didn't like it, okay, even if you want to leave a review and it's not the most positive, fine. But I think when you're starting to tear it apart, pulling out plot holes, all this sort of thing, it's really doing a disservice to the author and really grinds my gears, to be honest. But never
100%.
mind, moving on.
So, do you want to share what your five-star ones were? And then I'll share mine.
Yes, so my top five-star reads of 2023 are Icebreaker by Hannah Grace, Iron Flame by Rebecca Yarros, Unravel Me by Becca Mack, Say You Swear It by Megan Brandy, and The Right Move by Liz Tomford.
Okay. I've gone with Things We Never Got Over by Lucy Score, Fourth Wing by Rebecca Yarros, Divine Rivals by Rebecca Ross, Daisy Hates the Great Undoing by Jessa Hastings, and A Court of Silver Flames by Sarah J. Maas. So those are the
Okay.
books, guys. Who wants to rip out whose heart first?
I'll go. So the first one I have got is, this is a one-star review on Goodreads. The review is, "She writes letters like I did when I was 13 over my Minecraft."
Divine Rivals.
Yes.
Point to me, point to me. I'm keeping score, by the way. I've got a notepad here, so we'll see who wins.
Okay, awesome.
Okay, I'll go next. Right, this is quite some explicit language is used here. Fuck this book and everybody in it. Stupid insta love shit with a self-righteous, poorly executed girl boss MC whose whole personality is being sassy and shallow, but really she's fighting demons.
Iron Flame? No.
One more guess.
Icebreaker.
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
Isn't it
That's
shocking? It
savage.
hurts, doesn't it?
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Next one. Good grief. Why did I even pick this up? I should have known this book would accomplish exactly nothing except make me slightly nauseous and lose all faith in humanity. It's brutal.
Extreme. Lose all faith in humanity. I mean, you clearly have nothing else going on in your life if that's what that book has done. There's really not any clues.
Nope.
Things We Never Got Over.
Nope. One more guess.
Oh man. Daisy Hates.
Nope.
What one?
It was A Court of Silver Flames. I know.
How fucking dare they? How dare they come for Cassian?
I mean, reviewers are brutal.
They really
Absolutely. I
are.
mean, really savage. It's bad.
My God, I'm upset. This may give it away, but I'm going to go for it anyway just to see if you really remember what you read. Okay.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Read the sentence, "I'm not like other girls," and deleted it from my Kindle immediately.
Oh, gosh. It's difficult because that line could potentially be in three of the last four.
I know.
Say You Swear?
No.
Unravel Me.
The
No.
Right
Oh,
Move.
do you know what? That was the third of the four that could have been. I mean, to be fair, I think that is actually in all of the books. Oh, bless poor Indy.
I know.
Right. This one, it gives nothing away, but I just thought it was one of those reviews that I read it and burst out laughing. And this is the entire review. I don't want to talk about it. That's the entire review.
Well, that's not helpful. It could be any of them.
I know.
Oh no. I don't want to talk about it. Is that it?
Yeah.
Fourth wing.
No.
Things we never got over?
No.
I'm really bad at this. No.
To be fair, that didn't give much away. The problem is, these books, they don't have masses of one-star reviews. And the one-star reviews that they do have, a lot of them, what's in the reviews will give it away. So yeah. Trying to sort of kind of find the ones that are, you know, quite, you know, could be for anything. It was quite tough, especially in the ones that you picked, because they are such popular books.
I want to message the person who's written that review, because do they not want to talk about it because of how it ended? Because I agree, I don't want to discuss that either. Or do you not want to talk about it because it's so bad?
But this is the thing, though. It's frustrating because it's not a helpful review.
No.
It doesn't tell you anything. And as much as I don't want the dissertations where you're just tearing something apart, but I do want your honest opinions. You know, I want you to say, well, I gave it a one star because of X, Y, and Z.
Mm.
You know, I don't want to talk about it. Maybe don't leave a review then.
Yeah.
Because that's like super unhelpful. But for this, it worked great.
Yeah, I'm a little bit upset, but it's okay. Okay, so this person writes, if I could erase one series from the world, it would be this one. Nothing original, badly written, with bland characters and romance.
Unravel Me.
Mm-mm.
Iron Flame.
Yeah. I mean, wow, you don't get that point because really? There were only two options. So.
And to be fair, Sayusa isn't a series. So yeah. I got half a point for second guess.
I mean, we haven't really thought this through because the final one is obviously obvious.
Yeah. Oh, do you know what? It's a bit of New Year's fun.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. Next.
Right. Oh, sorry. It's back to me, isn't it? So this one, I've pulled two because I think one of the clues may give too much away. So I have pulled a second one. So the first one is, he wears skinny jeans. That's the entire review. Which, I mean, if that's your biggest complaint about the book, I think it says more about you than the book. But the second review on this book,
I think I've got it on the first one.
I think you probably will have. But the second one is, maybe this would have been a fun time if I were in an on my last brain cell kind of mood, but I wasn't.
Fourth wing.
Yes.
Knox Morgan doesn't wear skinny jeans. I can tell you that for free. So that was obvious.
Doesn't he?
I don't think so. I don't see it. Maybe like a slim fit, but I don't think a skinny jean. Like when I think skinny jean, I think like stuck to the leg, whereas slim fit's like slim, but not.
Dream pipe almost. Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see. The thing is as well, with Knox, I think he's more like maybe like a boot cut.
Oh, really? A little Timberland at the end?
Yeah, potentially. I mean, him on his bike. But let's not go there with
let's
Knox.
Move on.
We could spend all day talking about the Morgan brothers. okay.
Are you ready?
I am.
It's your final one. And we all know who it's for.
Not.
Yeah, you've done
I
the
have
other
two
ones.
Left.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I still have Unravel Me and Say You Swear.
Yes, you do. Ignore me.
I thought I was going mad.
Okay. I've just lost it. Okay, this is the worst dialogue that I've ever read. Seriously cringe.
Oh, gosh. Say You Swear.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yay. I got one right. You're definitely better at this than me.
No, you've actually got more points than me.
Have I?
Yeah.
Okay, so your final one, you know which book it's for, but still, this again made me, it did give me a giggle. The review is, this book felt like a week-long migraine.
Mean.
It's really mean, isn't it? The thing is, I absolutely love that book, which obviously you know which it is.
Things We Never Got Over. How can that book feel like a week? I'm sorry, but you just have no taste in books, because
it was funny,
you know, there was good chemistry.
I tell you one thing, though, a lot of the negative reviews on Things We Never Got Over was a lot to do with the relationship between Knox and Naomi, and saying that it was quite coercive, quite abusive, like mentally abusive, the way that he shouted at her. And I just thought, have you read the same book that we did?
Because am I just really damaged? Because I didn't pick up on that at all.
I mean, I love Knox and Naomi, and actually their little sort of, which let's face it, we know now was flirting, but their constant kind of jabs at each other, actually I really missed in the second and third books because they were so blissfully in love in the next books. But yeah, I actually loved the relationship between them and the building up. So yeah, I was quite shocked.
Yeah, I mean,
okay,
I
go on, ruin me with my last one.
It's not that bad, although it could be if you enjoy the book. Okay, so they've said, was not expecting this trope. I hate it. Was definitely thrown in there. Stopped reading on page 87. I have to know what the trope was. I've never read the book. What is it?
The fact that it was around page 87, I'm going to go with the fact it's single parent.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, she, so essentially they meet when they're both walking dogs in the forest behind the animal shelter that she works in. Then it's not until, if they're saying page 87, it's probably around then, when we find out that she actually has a son. She has a little boy. But you don't know that. You don't know that in the sort of very first part of the book. So I'm going to go with that's probably. Although, I mean, I'm pretty sure the tropes would have been set out before this reviewer read the book. And if you read the blurb on the back, pretty sure. Do you know what? Hang on. I have the book, actually.
She's getting defensive. She's like, how dare you?
Let me see. Yeah, Rosie Wells has her hands full as a single mother and a fourth year veterinarian student. So yeah, I mean, it's there. They choose not to read, you know, what they're going to be reading about. Again, it's reviewer's issue.
It's a problem then, although maybe they read it, but the author hasn't done it well.
I mean, the thing is, if you don't like that trope, you don't like that trope. It's not my favourite trope, I'll be honest. Single parent, it's not on saying that, Unravel Me and actually Caught Up, which is the third in the Liz Tomford, Windy City series, is also single parent. And I love both those books. They're both 5-star reads for me. So, you know,
it's like, don't you dare come for my Becca Mack book.
Okay. Absolutely. I mean, it was always going to be a risk putting one of those books in this game. But do you know what? I think ultimately, people's reviews are their own personal opinions. I really enjoyed this, though. It was fun.
I had fun. I'm slightly hurt, and I want to go find whoever's made these comments and ask them why. Yeah. Have a discussion about this.
Well, that, I think that was one of the most frustrating things for me was when I was actually looking at the reviews, a lot of them, they didn't give reasons for their 1 stars. That's really frustrating because, if you don't like the book, it's your prerogative. You know, if you don't like a book, you don't like a book. You don't have to like a book, but give valid reasons, especially when potentially the author or the author's agent will be on these sort of review sites looking to try and pick up anything that they can change for future books. They're not helpful at all. All you're doing is bringing the star rating down. You'd be better leaving no comments. Just put in a 1 star, no comments.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
That was fun.
I had a lot of fun. Well, I guess that's it for this year. Oh my God, that's it for this year. That's crazy.
That is. I know. That's our final episode of the year. I think we've ended on a high. Definitely. But yeah, hopefully whatever you are doing for New Year, I hope you have a wonderful time. And don't forget to come and join us on Instagram at Books and Mockers Pod, join in the conversation. And we will see you next week for our first episode and review of 2024.
Woo! Yeah. So speak to you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.